Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Kristen's about to tell you one of the things that she is giving up for January. And before she does that, let me add this. I am taking back one of the things I told you guys I was going to get off of in January. So I'm doing the whole dry January thing, which is challenging enough for a guy like me. But I'm also, my doctor has me on this detox because I told you guys a while ago, like my mercury levels are through the roof, mostly because I eat salmon 9 times a day through the roof. And I got some chemical things going on in there that I'm trying to detoxify. So it's like a really strict diet, right? For the next 28 days. And I think I start next week. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to push quitting the effexor off for another month. It's just too much in January, man. And yeah. I already get cranky during this show in the 9 o'clock hour because I'm tired. I'll be a real bitch giving up all that.
You know who appreciates this the most?
Tommy. I thought of that, right? It's just too much. Gotcha. You know, I do think that sometimes you can get caught up in your New Year's resolutions because you put so much on your slate that when you fail at one, then it's like dominoes and you're like, oh, I've already messed it up. So I don't want to make that mistake.
It's great to be ambitious, but you don't want to be overly ambitious to the point that you end up screwing yourself.
Yeah, and the things that I'm taking off my plate are literally mood changing.
Yeah.
Not drinking, which I'm really feeling great about, but now my diet's going to change, which can also, you know, make you kind of cranky. And then testing the effects are out this month. Forget it. I'll start doing that in February.
All right, sounds good.
So for you.
Yes, I am going to eliminate something from my life, but before I did that, I wanted to talk to a professional. So, Cassie, I need you to grab the mic. You are our EVP of digital marketing. You oversee our social media. You started as our social media director here on The Burt Show, and you have since spread your wings. I know this is like part of our job, and there is like a professional aspect of it. However, this app, I haven't opened, and I can't remember when, and I just opened it this morning to figure out how to delete it and deactivate it.
Grindr.
That's not social media. I want to get rid of X, formerly known as Twitter.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't have, like, buku followers, but I got, like, 47,000 followers, which is, like, you know, somewhat decent. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't check it anymore. When I do check it, my feed is typically just a bunch of ads. It's not the actual people I follow. And yeah, I was wondering, do I just go ahead and bite the bullet and just get rid of it? Cause I spend most of my time, I do spend an inordinate amount of time on social media. And honestly, that's just on Instagram.
I do think that we have maybe it's just me and you. I have a tendency to use the excuse that I need social media because of our jobs, but yeah, then I get glued to it and sucked in. That has nothing to do with the job whatsoever.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, I mean, do I use it for work? Yes. Do I primarily use it for work? Psh, no. I just love showing you guys how cute my son is.
Fair enough.
Right? All right, so is it a mistake to delete X, formerly known as Twitter?
I think it would be a mistake to delete your account. I don't think it's a mistake to delete the app.
And so what I mean by this is I would leave your account and all your followers live in case you change your mind down the line or there is a message you want to send out. But I think the whole point of social media is to engage in a community. And if you're not using it for mm-hmm. that, but you have a community, you're engaging with people on like Instagram, mm-hmm. well, that's your spot. I mean, you have Facebook. I'm sure you're not engaging with people on there every day.
No, because people are mean.
Exactly. So like go where you feel good engaging with people. And that way you're still doing stuff for the job. You're still getting joy out of it. So I would say delete it, but I would leave your account intact.
Maybe I want to deactivate my account because what's the point? Because then,
well, here's where
also our digital footprint is a little larger than most because of what we do for a living. We record ourselves every single day, tons of videos on YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff. So I feel like I have a little bit of control of what my digital footprint is. So if I'm going to delete the app, I just want to like, I don't want it to be there.
Here's the thing about the only reason why I haven't deleted X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, is because to me, if it's like breaking news, that's the place that I go to just for that. But it doesn't have really anything to do at all with interaction anymore.
And that's where I used to get my breaking news, and I don't anymore. I get it from Instagram.
Mm. Well, there you go. Then you don't need it at all.
Yeah. I only use X to get information too at this point. I don't use it for anything else, just to see what's going on with the world and to bring that to work.
So my thing is, I understand what you're saying. It's for the account. Like, say down the line, you've talked about wanting to write a children's book. Or maybe you want to do fundraising for Bird's Big Adventure. You have a platform with built-in followers. Oh. And that can only be useful to you down the line.
You got to bring the kids into it.
Well, I'm saying you can have the best of both worlds. You can just not use it anymore. You could even throw up a message like, hey, find me on Instagram at Chris Kling. Mm-hmm. And then delete the account so you can't access it anymore. But then if down the line you're ever like, oh, I need to go on Twitter for something. You can re-download the app and your stuff is still there. Mm. So you can take yourself out of the loop without erasing yourself.
Well, also the algorithm feeds into the things that you interact with. So if you haven't been on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
It's literally been a month. Like I opened it today to figure out how to deactivate my account.
Yeah, feel like you missed anything?
No.
There you go.
Well, but the algorithm will feed you things that you want to see. Like, for example, if I have a break where I'm just looking at Twitter and I like one fan edit of the new Hunger Games film, now all of a sudden I'm on the Hunger Games side of Twitter and I'm getting all these fun conspiracy theories to look at and like other prequels that may come out. So I think like if you want to do something like write a children's book, maybe find that corner of Twitter and start interacting with it. And maybe that's how you'll fall down the rabbit hole of finding that community where it's actually going to be of value to you.
It's just, I think it's an unhealthy platform. I think that a lot of people like to provoke others mm-hmm. on it, you know, just for the sake of provoking. In our case, it can be used sort of against us for passive aggressiveness or, you know, it's just another place where you have to kind of protect yourself.
Which is why I haven't posted anything since November 28th.
Right. So let it go.
You don't need it.
Delete.
I never check it. So deleting, I don't feel like I accomplished anything. It's the deactivating that I would feel like I accomplished something.
Mm.
Like literally just getting rid of it. Poof, I'm gone.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.